Directions. Listen to the following passage. Altogether, the passage will be read to you 4 times. During the first reading, which will be read at normal speed, listen and try to understand the meaning. For the second and third readings, the passage will be read sentence by sentence or phrase by phrase, with intervals of 15 to 20 seconds. The last reading will be read at normal speed again, and during this time you should check your work. You will be then given 2 minutes to check through your work once more. Please write the whole passage on answer sheet 2.
Passage 1. Salt. We do not know when man first began to use salt. But we do know that it has been used in many different ways throughout history. Historical evidence shows, for example, that people who lived over 3,000 years ago ate salted fish. Thousands of years ago in Egypt, salt was used to preserve the dead. Stealing salt was considered a major crime during some periods of history. In 18th century, for instance, if a person was caught stealing salt, he can be put in jail. History records that about 10,000 people were put in jail during that century for stealing salt. About 150 years before, in the year 1553, taking more salt than one was allowed to was punishable as a crime. The offender's ear was cut off. Salt was an important item on the table of royalty. It was traditionally placed in front of the king when he sat down to eat. Important guests at the king's table were seated near the salt. Less important guests were given seats farther away from it. We do not know when man first began to use salt. But we do know that it has been used in many different ways throughout history. Historical evidence shows, for example, that people who lived over 3,000 years ago ate salted fish. Thousands of years ago in Egypt, salt was used to preserve the dead. Stealing salt was considered a major crime during some periods of history. In 18th century, for instance, if a person was caught stealing salt, he can be put in jail. History records that about 10,000 people were put in jail during that century for stealing salt. About 150 years before, in the year 1553. Taking more salt than one was allowed to was punishable as a crime. The offender's ear was cut off. Salt was an important item on the table of royalty. It was traditionally placed in front of the king when he sat down to eat. Important guests at the king's table were seated near the salt. Less important guests were given seats farther away from it. We do not know when man first began to use salt. But we do know that it has been used in many different ways throughout history. Historical evidence shows, for example, that people who lived over 3,000 years ago ate salted fish. Thousands of years ago in Egypt, salt was used to preserve the dead. Stealing salt was considered a major crime during some periods of history. In 18th century, for instance, if a person was caught stealing salt, he can be put in jail. History records that about 10,000 people were put in jail during that century for stealing salt. About 150 years before, in the year 1553, taking more salt than one was allowed to was punishable as a crime. The offender's ear was cut off. Salt was an important item on the table of royalty. It was traditionally placed in front of the king when he sat down to eat. Important guests at the king's table were seated near the salt. Less important guests were given seats farther away from it. We do not know when man first began to use salt, but we do know that it has been used in many different ways throughout history. Historical evidence shows, for example, that people who lived over 3,000 years ago ate salted fish. Thousands of years ago in Egypt, salt was used to preserve the dead. Stealing salt was considered a major crime during some periods of history. In 18th century, for instance, if a person was caught stealing salt, he can be put in jail. History records that about 10,000 people were put in jail during that century for stealing salt. About 150 years before, in the year 1553, taking more salt than one was allowed to was punishable as a crime. The offender's ear was cut off. Salt was an important item on the table of royalty. It was traditionally placed in front of the king when he sat down to eat. Important guests at the king's table were seated near the salt. Less important guests were given seats farther away from it.
Now you have 2 minutes to check your work. Passage 2. Perceptions. Ask three people to look out of the same window at a busy street and tell you what they see. Probably you will receive three different answers. Each person sees the same scene, but each perceives something different about it. Perceiving goes in our minds. Of the three people who look out of the window, one may say that he sees a policeman giving a driver a ticket. Another may say that he sees a rush hour traffic jam at the street corner. The third may tell you that he sees a woman trying to cross the street with four children. For perception is the mind's interpretation of what the senses, in this case our eyes, tell us. Many psychologists today are working to try to explain just how a person experiences or perceives the world around him. Using a scientific method, these psychologists set up experiments. They are trying to find out what makes different people perceive totally different things about the same scene. Ask three people to look out of the same window at a busy street and tell you what they see. Probably you will receive three different answers. Each person sees the same scene, but each perceives something different about it. Perceiving goes in our minds. Of the three people who look out of the window, one may say that he sees a policeman giving a driver a ticket. Another may say that he sees a rush hour traffic jam at the street corner. The third may tell you that he sees a woman trying to cross the street with four children. For perception is the mind's interpretation. Of what the senses, in this case our eyes, tell us. Many psychologists today are working to try to explain just how a person experiences or perceives the world around him. Using a scientific method, these psychologists set up experiments. They are trying to find out what makes different people perceive totally different things about the same scene. Ask three people to look out of the same window at a busy street and tell you what they see. Probably you will receive three different answers. Each person sees the same scene, but each perceives something different about it. Perceiving goes in our minds. Of the three people who look out of the window, one may say that he sees a policeman giving a driver a ticket. Another may say that he sees a rush hour traffic jam at the street corner. The third may tell you that he sees a woman trying to cross the street with four children. For perception is the mind's interpretation of what the senses, in this case our eyes, tell us. Many psychologists today are working to try to explain just how a person experiences or perceives the world around him. Using a scientific method, these psychologists set up experiments. They are trying to find out what makes different people perceive totally different things about the same scene. Ask three people to look out of the same window at a busy street and tell you what they see. Probably, you will receive three different answers. Each person sees the same scene, but each perceives something different about it. Perceiving goes in our minds. Of the three people who look out of the window, one may say that he sees a policeman giving a driver a ticket. Another may say that he sees a rush hour traffic jam at the street corner. The third may tell you that he sees a woman trying to cross the street with four children. For perception is the mind's interpretation of what the senses, in this case our eyes, tell us. Many psychologists today are working to try to explain just how a person experiences or perceives the world around him. Using a scientific method, these psychologists set up experiments. They are trying to find out what makes different people perceive totally different things about the same scene. Now you have 2 minutes to check your work.
Passage 3. Balloons. Balloons have been used for sport for about 100 years. There are two kinds of sport balloons, gas and hot air. Hot air balloons are safer than gas balloons, which may catch fire. Hot air balloons are preferred by most balloonists in the United States because of their safety. They are also cheaper and easier to manage than gas balloons. Despite the ease of operating a balloon, pilots must watch the weather carefully. Sport balloon flights are best early in the morning or late in the afternoon when the wind is light. Over the years, balloonists have tried unsuccessfully to cross the Atlantic. It wasn't until 1978 that three American balloonists succeeded. It took them just 6 days to make the trip from their homes in the United States to Paris, France. Their voyage captured the imagination of the whole world. Balloons have been used for sport for about 100 years. There are two kinds of sport balloons, gas and hot air. Hot air balloons are safer than gas balloons which may catch fire. Hot air balloons are preferred by most balloonists in the United States because of their safety. They are also cheaper and easier to manage than gas balloons. Despite the ease of operating a balloon, pilots must watch the weather carefully. Sport balloon flights are best early in the morning or late in the afternoon when the wind is light. Over the years, balloonists have tried unsuccessfully to cross the Atlantic. It wasn't until 1978 that three American balloonists succeeded. It took them just 6 days to make the trip. From their homes in the United States to Paris, France. Their voyage captured the imagination of the whole world. Balloons have been used for sport for about 100 years. There are two kinds of sport balloons, gas and hot air. Hot air balloons are safer than gas balloons. Which may catch fire. Hot air balloons are preferred by most balloonists in the United States because of their safety. They are also cheaper and easier to manage than gas balloons. Despite the ease of operating a balloon, pilots must watch the weather carefully. Sport balloon flights are best early in the morning. Or late in the afternoon, when the wind is light. Over the years, balloonists have tried unsuccessfully to cross the Atlantic. It wasn't until 1978 that three American balloonists succeeded. It took them just 6 days to make the trip. From their homes in the United States to Paris, France. Their voyage captured the imagination of the whole world. Balloons have been used for sport for about 100 years. There are two kinds of sport balloons: gas and hot air. Hot air balloons are safer than gas balloons, which may catch fire. Hot air balloons are preferred by most balloonists in the United States because of their safety. They are also cheaper and easier to manage than gas balloons. Despite the ease of operating a balloon, pilots must watch the weather carefully. Sport balloon flights are best early in the morning or late in the afternoon when the wind is light. Over the years, balloonists have tried unsuccessfully to cross the Atlantic. It wasn't until 1978 that three American balloonists succeeded. It took them just 6 days to make the trip from their homes in the United States to Paris, France. Their voyage captured the imagination of the whole world.
Now you have 2 minutes to check your work. Passage 4. You found a job. Now, how do you save money? Saving your hard-earned money can be difficult, as most of us enjoy spending rather than saving. I certainly had a tough time holding on to my money every payday. When I got my first few paychecks, right away I spent the cold hard cash I'd earned by hard work. But I quickly realized that this sort of spending wouldn't really help me get the things I wanted. So I made a pact with myself. I promise that before I did anything with the money, I would deposit at least 50% of the money into my savings account. That way, I eliminated the temptation to spend that money. After I got used to saving my money, it was much easier for me not to be tempted to buy things when I saw them. When I saw a CD or video game that looked appealing, I learned to ask myself, "Do I really need this?" Asking this question helped me appreciate my money and not let it slip out of my wallet quite so fast. Saving your hard-earned money can be difficult. As most of us enjoy spending rather than saving. I certainly had a tough time holding on to my money every payday. When I got my first few paychecks, right away I spent the cold hard cash I'd earned by hard work. But I quickly realized that this sort of spending wouldn't really help me get the things I wanted. So I made a pact with myself. I promise that before I did anything with the money, I would deposit at least 50% of the money into my savings account. That way, I eliminated the temptation to spend that money. After I got used to saving my money, It was much easier for me not to be tempted to buy things when I saw them. When I saw a CD or video game that looked appealing, I learned to ask myself, "Do I really need this?" Asking this question helped me appreciate my money and not let it slip out of my wallet quite so fast. Saving your hard-earned money can be difficult. As most of us enjoy spending rather than saving. I certainly had a tough time holding on to my money every payday. When I got my first few paychecks, right away I spent the cold hard cash I'd earned by hard work. But I quickly realized that this sort of spending wouldn't really help me get the things I wanted. So I made a pact with myself. I promise that before I did anything with the money, I would deposit at least 50% of the money into my savings account. That way, I eliminated the temptation to spend that money. After I got used to saving my money, It was much easier for me not to be tempted to buy things when I saw them. When I saw a CD or video game that looked appealing, I learned to ask myself, "Do I really need this?" Asking this question helped me appreciate my money and not let it slip out of my wallet quite so fast. Saving your hard-earned money can be difficult, as most of us enjoy spending rather than saving. I certainly had a tough time holding on to my money every payday. When I got my first few paychecks, right away I spent the cold, hard cash I'd earned by hard work. But I quickly realized that this sort of spending wouldn't really help me get the things I wanted. So I made a pact with myself. I promise that before I did anything with the money, I would deposit at least 50% of the money into my savings account. That way, I eliminated the temptation to spend that money. After I got used to saving my money, it was much easier for me not to be tempted to buy things when I saw them. When I saw a CD or video game that looked appealing, I learned to ask myself, "Do I really need this?" Asking this question helped me appreciate my money and not let it slip out of my wallet quite so fast. Now you have 2 minutes to check your work.
Passage 5. online health forum. There are many aspects to health, illness, and healing. Among all the teachings, there is one theme that is universal to them all, and that is the unquestionable benefit achieved by communicating with others about health and its related issues. It is with this single philosophy in mind that we have developed this site as a forum for communication. Dealing with a medical concern is often difficult. Connecting with others who are going through the same thing can make a world of difference. Our mission is to develop online communities to help you make those connections. You can post questions, comments, and respond to messages from others. We've got various topics, and we're adding more all the time. If you don't see the topic you are looking for, just let us know, and we will consider a message board for it. We hope you decide to become a regular participant and help to make this a great resource. There are many aspects to health, illness, and healing. Among all the teachings, there is one theme that is universal to them all. And that is the unquestionable benefit achieved by communicating with others about health and its related issues. It is with this single philosophy in mind that we have developed this site as a forum for communication. Dealing with a medical concern is often difficult. Connecting with others who are going through the same thing can make a world of difference. Our mission is to develop online communities to help you make those connections. You can post questions, comments, and respond to messages from others. We've got various topics, and we're adding more all the time. If you don't see the topic you are looking for, just let us know, and we will consider a message board for it. We hope you decide to become a regular participant. And help to make this a great resource. There are many aspects to health, illness, and healing. Among all the teachings, there is one theme that is universal to them all. And that is the unquestionable benefit achieved by communicating with others about health and its related issues. It is with this single philosophy in mind that we have developed this site as a forum for communication. Dealing with a medical concern is often difficult. Connecting with others who are going through the same thing can make a world of difference. Our mission is to develop online communities to help you make those connections. You can post questions, comments, and respond to messages from others. We've got various topics, and we're adding more all the time. If you don't see the topic you are looking for, just let us know and we will consider a message board for it. We hope you decide to become a regular participant. And help to make this a great resource. There are many aspects to health, illness, and healing. Among all the teachings, there is one theme that is universal to them all, and that is the unquestionable benefit achieved by communicating with others about health and its related issues. It is with this single philosophy in mind that we have developed this site as a forum for communication. Dealing with a medical concern is often difficult. Connecting with others who are going through the same thing can make a world of difference. Our mission is to develop online communities to help you make those connections. You can post questions, comments, and respond to messages from others. We've got various topics, and we're adding more all the time. If you don't see the topic you are looking for, just let us know and we will consider a message board for it. We hope you decide to become a regular participant and help to make this a great resource.
Now you have 2 minutes to check your work.